It just sounds cool. It sounds like deep thumps. It's kind of cool. You could totally rock like a dubstep beat with those.
We could have some fucking fun with this.
She got real excited.
Dude.
We could have some fucking fun.
Let's do it.
It's a good thing that thing's boy. There.
Yay!
But
yeah.
Make sure there's a little separation between the
that it's not sticking right into it.
The windscreen and the mic.
Poco.
In terms of doing the mic check question, do you want to do favorite experience over vacation break?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that spans almost
that
2 weeks.
That French toast looks baller.
Definitely.
I have beer in my system. I'm going to be terribly inappropriate.
That's okay.
Oh, don't worry. As long as you don't lose your shit, then you're fine. No, literally. I mean, you know, that's what you signed is if you lose your shit, you have to pay each of us $50.
Oh. Lose your shit?
Go so off the wall that we have to scrap the entire night's recording.
Oh. Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Sure. Yeah. So if I just, like, start screaming and...
And going nuts to the point where we have to stop you or ask you to leave.
All right.
I think you can handle it.
Loud. I can handle it.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned.
No! Come on!
Bacon!
Or...
Please do the Kermit the voice on here. That will make me so happy. Yeah.
But for mic checks...
Mic checks.
We are going to do favorite experience of some sort over the holiday period, be it an event that you went to. You could go as specific as a Christmas gift if you'd like.
Yes.
You could say whatever you want to, as long as we give Adam the opportunity to find our appropriate levels to record.
Yes.
My levels and you have to
I'm
gently.
Yeah. Not
gently.
Not a slam because
I feel like every time I get in here I get yelled at.
It's because you go like this.
And we want
like you
want
to go.
That's much better.
Like that. Right there. Right there.
That's
right
perfect.
Then I will just put it closer to me.
That would be
she
a good
gets
first
excited.
I do. Jack Lob, you know me. I get feisty.
Feisty.
All reared up.
Feisty.
Okay.
Breathe.
So
Are we gone?
Adam, since you've been gone all this time.
Oh, goodness.
I'd imagine out of everyone, you've traveled the farthest to get back here.
Yes.
So.
I have traveled a long way.
You have the most opportunity for stories.
I do. There were lots of stories, so.
Pick your favorite.
Yeah.
You're adorable.
I journeyed to LA for Well, I was telling Katie on the way here about meeting Rascal, my sister and brother-in-law's new puppy.
Okay, when you said that, I thought you meant Rascal Flatts. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought it was like some cartoon or puppet type character. Being on the right coast for it, but then again, I don't know, like maybe 80s or 90s character where it'd be something I'd come back to our child. Yeah. It was like, oh man, that's really exciting, but where it's like, Rascal?
Classic.
Or 80s or 90s.
Was that like one of the gummy bears or something?
Gummy bears.
It was a puppy.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Probably the best puppy that's ever existed ever.
What kind of puppy is it?
He's like a terrier mix with possibly a little schnauzer mixed in.
Does he have a big schnoz?
No.
Big old baby.
Yeah, he's kind of scrappy looking.
You got
like
pictures?
Oh, yeah.
We'll post a picture to Buffering Podcast.
What's his wee thing?
Is my...
You won't have to do anything.
Dan will.
In my coat hanging up over there, my iPod is there. in one of the side pockets.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Take the coat.
I just need the iPod.
He just wants the iPod.
I just want the iPod.
You need to consider.
Why?
Aha.
It's like,
you're a trooper,
man. I'm being.
I found
you.
It.
You're a
I'll just go like this for the rest of the time. Coat rack down.
Yes.
Thanks, coat rack. Okay.
Yeah, just
so,
for that, I need one.
Yeah, you need a picture.
Coat rack down.
You're so cute.
CRD.
Best coat rack ever.
But how old is the puppy? Because
he's about
that
puppy.
Did not
he's
work.
About 6 months old.
Ready?
And
fuck
yeah,
you,
that's totally the best picture of him that I took on my.
Oh, the baby!
He's a cute pup.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he's a bundle of joy.
Okay, my arm's getting tired.
So
any?
No. I'll talk about my.
I mean, I got one, but it's just kind of sad because my flash won't work because my battery's gone.
That's too bad.
Stupid freaking flash.
I'll talk about my, are you,
I'm listening.
You want to hear my story?
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was
oh, yeah,
again.
Your dog. I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. Anyway,
so
yeah, I'll tell the story of how I met Rascal, my introduction to Rascal.
Perfect.
And so, you know, at LAX, my sister and brother-in-law and Rascal pull up in their car, and Kia rolls the passenger side window down, and there's Rascal wagging his tail at me, and a big puppy grin on his face. And then, you know, we all get settled in the car and packing our suitcases in there. And we drive out on the freeway and Kia lets him crawl to the back seat.
Does he poop?
With you.
Well, my folks were sitting back there too. But he immediately jumped over to me and starts licking my face. And I'm like, oh, that, Rascal, And it was just like...
Cute.
It was like, ah, blah, 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 blah.
That was okay,
yeah. So, yeah. No, it was so funny. It was just like...
Cute pup.
Immediate, like, hello, I just met you and I love you.
I love you.
Such a non-judgmental
yeah.
dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Loves immediately.
Yep. And,
He's like, you believe in love at first sight? Because I do, Adam.
But, oh, it was just so funny. We took him to the dog park on multiple occasions, and Zach and Kia, my sister and brother-in-law, like to say that he's the social chairman of the dog park because he goes and he greets every single puppy. Like, as soon as he walks in the gate, he's over smelling other dogs and wrestling with other dogs.
Classic. Now, where does he yeah. smell them?
In the middle, just to be neutral as possible. Can't look him in the eye, but won't go back there.
He's a very
smart dog.
Very,
actually,
dog.
He is a really polite dog too. Like, strangely so. There's a schnauzer pup there that he plays with named Bella, and she's a cutie, by the way. But she's got like puppy eyelashes. It's really weird.
Pretty.
Yeah. And, but they were playing with a stick and they would like both be hanging on to an end of the stick and, like Bella would kind of grab it and take it away from him and he would just kind of be like, well, okay, you can have it. I mean, as long as one of us has it, that's okay.
Let's share.
That's yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to ask you a question then. Can Rascal shrug?
Meh.
Because I think I'd like to see a dog do that if anything. Just like, meh, and just kind of walk away.
Corgi!
Indifferent, almost.
He shrugs in a...
I think he does.
Metaphorical way.
The kicking of the hind legs, like kicking up some grass, would be like a shrug.
Sure.
In the dog world.
Some, maybe. I don't know.
Scratch, scratch.
Covering up...
Poo.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Fun.
But anywho, yeah.
Yeah.
Rascal, awesome pup. Awesome.
Awesome experience
yeah.
on the coast.
Yeah. Also, short aside, seeing a high school band from Kyoto playing the Super Mario Brothers theme.
That's cool.
And the ones that weren't playing were doing like this awesome like Mario run. And the Oh, it was just, they totally sold it. It was amazing.
Did you tape it?
I didn't.
You suck.
Well,
what were you thinking?
I was so engrossed by it, I imagine.
I was busy geeking out, so I was not able to.
Don't you know it's not worth anything if you can't put it on the internet? Come on.
Well, that's why we.
That's why he's recounting it now.
Right? Yeah,
I'm sure
exactly.
Someone else did.
Now
it is
will
on
go
the internet.
Touché. Online.
Touché.
But truly, that was another highlight of the trip for me too. Was seeing that because it was just they were coming down the street, and all of a sudden I heard it, and it was just this instant love, just nostalgia and love and geekiness pouring out of me. Anyway. So I've babbled long enough.
Yay, Dan's turn.
Actually, I was going to push it to Jack.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
What did you do over the holiday?
Oh, and
time?
we can slide the mic over on the table too.
Oh, yes, it can get that much closer.
It's a line fall. Hey, yeah. It's closer to me now. Hello, yeah. Mike.
Hi, Jack.
Well, that's the voice of the mic. over my Christmas break was great. It was probably one of the best Christmases I've had in a long time. That's saying a lot because last time I went to Disney World,
that would be hard to top.
Parents. But for some reason, like my parents coming up to St. Paul and me and my sister share an apartment together, so they were up and we were just chilling, relaxing. It was just a perfect example of cozy. If there was ever an experience in my life that was cozy, it's probably that. But I digress. My experience that was kind of exciting and funny, I guess, quirky, if you will, was New Year's Eve. I was playing a gig with an all-Mormon cover band.
Okay.
All Mormons.
Ooh.
All Mormons.
I was the only person in there that was agnostic, atheistic in nature. They were all, and it was at a 30 and up single Mormons dance,
which,
if you've ever been to one of those, it is the ultimate display of awkwardness you'll ever see in your life. See, the Mormon religion stresses family and getting married like as soon as you possibly can. So,
terrifying.
Those who are like 30 and up, and you're talking your crazy cat ladies, you're kind of slow people, and it's just like, okay. And so I was watching them try and dance to this like all Mormon band. It's just sometimes you got to take a step back and just laugh your ass off. So
would you say that there's a difference between being a musician, did it sound different to you coming from an all Mormon band plus you?
No. There's no difference there. The musicianship, they're all pretty solid for the most part. So yeah, Mormons, ironically enough, can rock. I think we'd like some Skinner.
And dance, so. Apparently.
Hey, yes. Right. The dancing is up for debate.
a new development.
No,
the
yeah, the 30 and up single Mormons, they can't really dance. But honestly, they can dance.
Well,
there's
a good reason why they haven't been allowed to.
I'm sure with a large enough sample, you could find a certain percentage of Mormons who can dance.
I'm sure.
But not get down.
They can dance if they want to.
They could like box step or something.
They can leave their friends behind. Because if their friends don't dance and if they don't.
Like they couldn't do the electric slide, I bet.
And they're no friends of mine. I was able to keep going the whole thing. Okay.
I bet they're all over the
chicken.
And then
I went home. See, that day I'd been playing for probably, in its entirety, nearly close to 8 hours. Standing and playing guitar. So I'm like, I was just wiped. So I went home, popped a bottle of champagne. Had a glass of champagne and fell asleep watching Return of the Jedi.
Yes!
Oh,
nice.
Win.
Winning.
Now did you play the new version or the theater release?
You mean the one that has a shitty little like burping frog right outside of Jabba's Palace? Yes,
yes.
I watched that one.
Okay.
Because I got the trilogy on DVD at Half Price Books recently because I just knew I needed to get it. So
I have the original.
That is my my good experience.
Over
the holiday season.
Span.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Emily.
Emily, how about you?
Oh, the holidays were just a whirlwind. let's see. I don't really know exactly what my favorite moment was. One of my favorite gifts was something that Dan got me. I am a sock freak. Like, I genuinely love and enjoy socks, as you can see. I'm wearing red socks.
Kids at home, can you see the socks?
I'm wearing red socks with little houses and trees and whatnot on them. And I just genuinely enjoy socks. They make me super happy. I own one pair of white socks and I never wear them. So, me having a love for socks, my family normally gets me Christmas socks around Christmas time. Well, Kohl's this year wasn't selling Christmas socks. So I was Jack Love, I'm gonna stab you. Kidding. have to add that in. But so I got no Christmas socks and I was super
bummed.
That is
not true.
Hold on. Yes, I know, on my care package you got me two pairs.
That's right.
But for Christmas I hadn't gotten any socks and I was super uber upset about it. And lo and behold, Dan gets me not only socks, but they're fucking squirrel socks. And because of Luther College, I am obsessed with fucking squirrels.
Did he get these at the Socks Appeal?
No, he actually got them at squirrelsandmore.com.
Internet.
And one of the pair of squirrel socks was a pair of squirrel Christmas socks. Snap, bitches. It was awesome.
It's
I screamed.
You threw a lot of
go nuts for those
weird
socks.
College jargon into that story.
It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
I should have said peanut butter and Nutella.
I know what you're going for.
What?
Squirrels and Christmas for you, Emily. On socks. It's like spaghetti and meatballs. Peanut butter and Nutella.
Works.
Peanut butter and banana. Nutella and banana on toast. Nutella and Nutella on toast.
So it just works.
More like socks.
It's a good thing, right?
Yes.
Good times. So yeah, that was probably one of my favorite presents because I flipped out and was uber happy.
Dan.
Cool.
What about you?
I should have worn those fucking socks.
This is the most expletive mic check we've had for a while.
You've been working it in every time that you could.
Let me fucking kick it up.
Sorry,
now. How about that, bitch?
Fucking A.
I haven't talked to anyone yet today.
He's getting it out in one burst.
I'm getting it out in the mic check so I can be more clean during the actual episode.
Yeah, except it's not going to happen that way.
No.
It's going to perpetuate itself further and further and further.
And we'll only play off each other.
It's true.
Sorry.
Oh, my blister.
Oh, my gosh.
But
yeah, I read about that on Facebook. Thanks for sharing.
Dude, this thing is fucking massive. Look at it.
Okay.
No.
Look at that.
No.
That's
huge. That's you want to know something?
That's like swinging on the monkey bars, huge blister.
No.
I didn't even know that I had it.
I went literally... That... all the way around my palm. And it was not from masturbating. It was from being a gymnast.
Yeah. Well, a gymnast, yeah.
Oh, I was a gymnast when I was in middle school. No joke. And like first time doing the uneven bars, both hands, boom, gigantic blisters. And yes, afterwards, at school the next day, I figured out what masturbation was. I went home after saying, Mom... Why did everybody ask me if I was doing this? And I kind of made the connection. I was like, No! I was on the uneven bars.
And they were like, sure.
I was like, yeah, you were jacking off, Jack.
Oh.
You a-holes.
Jack the Jacker.
Oh, no.
You fucking a-holes.
Oh, no.
Okay, Dan, we monopolized this. Go.
Your turn, Dan.
A few things to throw in. I found out recently, I listened to one of the mic checks where I proposed a question, and it never came back to me. We just started the show.
Wow.
Like, it's just like, oh, wait, I didn't say anything. Sounds good. And the other thing
well,
was,
I guess we talked to everybody. Let's start the show.
Everybody that matters, let's go. And then I was talking to Peter Jurgensen recently about the episode... featuring Angie and Matt.
Oh, yeah, Peter.
Our last episode. And we realized that during Movie Bluff, Matt had a perfect out for naming another Hayden Christensen movie. because he couldn't name one because what the fuck else does anyone know that he's been in?
Life is a house.
Fucking put it in the end of the Return of the Jedi.
That's
so fucking pissed.
That's what I was going to say is he technically could have said.
I was so mad.
Episode 6.
So mad.
New version, because although he isn't credited, he does appear in that one.
Yeah.
I would then punch him in the face for bringing that up.
Been super
douchey. I literally
douchey.
Went to bed angry. Sorry. I literally went to bed angry. Anger.
Yeah, that's the one thing that you have to get used to is making sure that every time you want to say something, you got
to. All right.
Yeah, and you have to get.
Sounds close. Good.
If your nose touches it, you're good.
Hey, baby.
Just about.
You know.
But the.
You know.
One of my best experiences over the break was for Christmas night. I had probably one of the best dinners I've had at home.
Oh, it was so good.
On record, because Christmas for my family originally was just the five of us, my parents, my older sister, and my younger sister. And what it's evolved into is my parents, my older sister, her husband, myself. Emily comes along every time, which is awesome.
Love it.
My younger sister, her boyfriend, and then her boyfriend's brothers and friends from Guatemala who have nothing else to do on Christmas.
Cool.
And so we have this cavalcade of people, and now we're, you know, we're inviting more and more people as we can, because most people that my sister knows don't really have anywhere else to go on major holidays.
And it's a lot of fun.
And so her friend Sam, who works at Brasa.
Yay, Sam.
Brasa.
Came and helped us, and our usual process is to make pasta on Christmas, as in get the pasta machine out, crank it through.
No way.
Make our own pasta.
Oh, yeah, they
and
make it all by hand.
Cook it.
Awesome.
It's really good. The difference is this year, Sam, who's a cook at Brasa, said instead of cooking three different batches of this pasta at once, why not just rotate it through one at a time and then just let it set for a second?
Okay.
So instead of having three piles in one thing at once and taking longer to cook, it's just, you know, a third of it.
Boom.
About 2 minutes later, it's done. And then, you know, do it twice more. And so with that, the pasta was some of the best pasta I've ever had.
Ever.
That I can recall.
There may really do taste the difference then.
I could really taste the difference. Yeah. And we've had pasta so many times. It is kind of almost one of our family trademarks. If there are a lot of people going over to our house, we make pasta.
Cool.
Sure.
Everyone loves pasta.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's lots of participation that goes on simultaneously.
Everybody loves pasta.
And the thing is, like, I was there last year for the first time, and I had it. Mm-hmm. And then I had it this year. And so just having had it twice, it was like, whoa.
Superior.
It was very good.
It was very good. And it's also nice because it's a coming together of like 15 to 16 people. By comparison, my family usually was, you know, 5 or 6 people at most at the table.
Yeah.
So then there's this kind of different feeling of togetherness that's really nice.
Cool.
So it also sealed the deal for it being Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am not drunk. I've had a beer and 3/4, so I'm almost there.
That covers everybody.
Yay.
Now.
Ahora.
Hooray.
And so I'm ready to go.
Lista.
Yeah.
Do you want to open it? Or do you want me to open it?
Sure.
You can't just say sure because I asked you a 2-part question.
That's true. Oh.
That's funny.
You do it.
Okay.
Sometimes I want to do it, but
always trust a man in khakis.
I think you should do it.
Yeah, still in most. Yeah, actually,
so I'm in corduroys.
Corduroy, but it's still khakis.
Never trust corduroy a man in cords.
So we won't say anything until you introduce.
until I introduce both of you, and it's lob.
Lob.
Yep. Lob.
Yep.
Like sure.
Lob. Make you lob a tennis ball.
Lob. Right, yeah. So what will happen is I'll open it, introduce Adam. Adam and I will banter for a second and a half. Then we'll introduce both of you. Then we'll start talking. And then I have 3 news stories to talk about. We'll cover those.
So if
then
I say something, I owe you $50.
No.
Yeah.
Like you lob a javelin at a cave troll.
We've had people
troll.
Laugh and stuff She's randomly while we were talking. It's fine. But then we'll talk about anything that we've been watching or paying attention to in terms of streaming media of any sort.
Okay.
Which is, you know, what our podcast is about.
Okay.
So, do you use Netflix, anything like that?
I used to.
Used to?
So I just continue
to,
like...
Do you use any music streaming stuff? Spotify, Pandora, RDO?
No.
SoundCloud?
I'm fucking lame. I know of Spotify. I've watched some people use it before.
Well, I imagine that if nothing else, we'll give you enough content to bounce off of that you can relate to. Yeah. Because usually we hit tangents and it's fine.
Like, it's fine. Like, I know of it and I know how it works and all that stuff, so I can bullshit, whatever.
Perfect. And then at the halfway you won't point, have about to. 30 minutes in, you won't then have we to. Will switch over to Movie Bluff, which we've covered already. So we're
oh, you
go.
Talked about it?
Yeah, we played a practice round so that everyone was prepared this time.
She's good. She's just dying. It's okay. She's choking it. She's laughing at me because I'm imitating to die silently. You.
Really?
You're like scratching your beard and I'm like...
Okay, so just a second. I wanted... Hey, holy shit.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I saw you do that with the mic thing. And I was like, are you fluffing your beard on that?
You can run your hands through it if you want.
What the hell?
What do you got?
Oh, never mind. It's from the album. It's... people have been commenting on stuff. And it confused me because it had some old data in the back as well. Okay. So now we will switch over to...
Silence. This will be some... Because it helps for me to find it on the recording.
Yeah.
If you have to burp, then, you know, you're far enough away from the mic that you should be fine.
Okay. All right, just make sure.
As long as it's not like one of those, like... yeah. Right.
That was fake.
Okay, everybody ready?
Mike picked it up.